such fun to play. Who are they amongst the Lalgactil commuters on the 1833? From here to fucking nowhere. Blue jacket, blue tie, blue shoes, blue tongue, blue back so straight. I wondered if he had something stiff and reliable per rectum. Perhaps an employee. See him grip his manifesto stuffed leather leaking on his lap. Propaganda resting against his penis. Don't you know, wild women, power always finds a way to erect itself. He stared, I stared back. Where did his life begin and mine end? I ran out of reasons and blood a long time ago, wiping the last few drops of my womanhood on my sleeve. Goodbye, womb. Goodbye, ovaries. Goodbye, cum. Goodbye, crotchless knickers. Goodbye, high heels. Goodbye, morning after pills. Goodbye, opportunity. Men, oh, pause. Pause, oh, men. I'm too fucking old for a cock up my ass. Shall I snap at his semen-filled suit, or gracefully play inside my mind, where deals needn't exchange hands to make my thoughts matter? Okay, let's play. I've never had sex with a conservative, apart from in the therapy queuing part of my brain. I once arranged to have sex with a communist, but he never came. Been so long since I copulated, my vagina has fossilized, my nipples flattened by depression. I've got so many stretch marks, you can read fuck off written on my skin. Oh, wait, the driver chews a message through his speakerphone. Is he drunk? Shit, am I? The tunnel yawns, ready to spit out more half-dead commuters. I can just hear the information over the din of my preoccupy. My 1832 moan. This is the 1833 running late. Nothing but the same. Nothing but the fucking same. The true story of a Tory and a pissed off poet on a train.